Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas of Team Reba. And once again, we are here with Randy Banneker of Banneker & Associates. Thank you once again for spending your valuable time with us.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, so during the break, we were having all kinds of fun dogging on all kinds of different cities around here. Not just the U District. Yeah. People being like, not in my backyard. We got a little hot topic on Bellevue and Kirkland.
Right. So you know, we're seeing cities around the region look for opportunities to increase housing supply. That's been good. But again, it is a really tough thing to do if you're an elected official, a policymaker, mm-hmm. and you're the one leading the charge for that change. It just is not very popular at all. Because it challenges people's mm-hmm. sense of why they came to that community.
Right.
But we all kind of need to be responsible for turning that idea around. And mm-hmm. and the reason is at some point, if you can only live in Seattle, Bellevue, Redmond, Kirkland, if mm-hmm. you are wealthy enough to afford, you know, what is approaching, right. you know, $700,000, $800,000, $900,000 mm-hmm. for a house, or if mm-hmm. you're poor enough to qualify for the subsidized housing. It's right. the middle class that we send packing. And right. those are the folks that are on I-5 filling right. it. And yeah. and that's just not fair. Mm-hmm. And there's something that we can do about it. And that is balance the jobs and the housing. The longer term, though, I mean, mm-hmm. so if more and more people are locked out of the housing market, eventually mm-hmm. that's a problem for employers.
Because if you're
an employer in Seattle or Bellevue or, mm-hmm. or Redmond, can you afford to pay your employees enough to live in a proximity to the office that they can get there reliably?
Right.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Well, so a lot of people don't necessarily, even though they've seen them all over the place, most people don't realize that Microsoft runs the second largest transportation system in the area.
That's right.
And that's right. They had to start doing that because they can only get to a certain point of, you know, paying payroll to their employees. And a lot of times, you know, especially given some of the hours some of these folks work, it's not uncommon for them to have a spouse stay at home.
Right.
And so taking what still is a decent income for a single wage earner, it's still hard to purchase anything in those, you know, core cities. So what we end up finding is that Microsoft had to get creative and create their own, you know, busing system.
Right.
Those shuttles you see everywhere, either the big buses or the little mini bus, you know, uh-huh. that's the only time I've ever had the short bus be, oh, that's about smart people going by, you know, kind of joke. But, you know, and they have Wi-Fi on there.
Yep.
You know, like you're not supposed to be talking on your phone, be productive, and they're getting their work done, mm-hmm. right? That's why they have the drivers so they can actually get things done. And I've had lots of clients that they've bought homes in Kent and Auburn and Maple Valley, and that what they do is they try and check and make sure that they're within a 5 to 10 minute commute to the shuttle. Yeah, mm-hmm. to the connector. And Amazon has just started their own shuttle service.
I think Google as well has a...
I believe they are also on that same bandwagon,
right.
Or bus wagon, however you want to call it. But they are having to get very creative to be able to deal with this, because we don't have enough people locally who have the skill sets even that they need for those jobs. Most people are still surprised to find out in downtown core Bellevue, 30% of the residents in downtown core Bellevue are from out of country.
Mm-hmm.
So there's huge numbers of people coming here from all other places, many of them from more dense places than here,
right.
that are looking even for that urban environment.
Right.
They want and expect it.
Right.
And need it, frankly. They don't want to necessarily always be in the suburbs. Although they keep saying millennials are the ones who all want that. I've been reading tons of reports that about 50% of them really are still looking for that suburban experience. But that's because they're the ones that are at the higher end, I think, of the age mm-hmm. range of millennials, because they're in their 30s and now they're trying to start families.
Right.
But, you know, to your point, these cities that are not having housing be affordable for the employees, it will definitely at some point hit us. What I don't have is the crystal ball that says how much will it hit us, like right. how is it going to hit us.
Well, I think we're already seeing it happening. Mm-hmm. We're seeing there was a feature in the Sunday Times, I think, just this past weekend about how some Washingtonians are leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Again, for that affordability idea.
Yeah. And a lot of these businesses locally are they're transplanting to other cities just so their people can be in affordable housing.
So obviously we can't fully control the market, but I think if we're aware of it and we're taking some steps to address it and confine the exodus, really. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are good reasons to do it. One is just for that quality of life. Mm-hmm. For, you know, a lot of us are here, stay here because this is a wonderful place to live.
Right.
We don't want to lose that.
Right.
I think also, and part of that is an environmental quality. That environmental quality is diminished if we can't succeed on the growth management goal of compact urban development.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you.
And so it's a serious problem. Mm-hmm. Again, that we can work on. We can commit to urban densities that work. Mm-hmm. We can look to models that where it's really a win-win.
Yeah.
And I think you described
where would you say is one of those?
I think Vancouver, BC has done a lot on residential densities. They've stumbled a little bit on the commercial vibrance of their urban core, downtown Vancouver, mm-hmm. but they have a different economy. They don't have this golden egg of tech.
Right.
Investment that keeps growing in our region. Mm-hmm. But they have done a great job, I think, of providing a balanced mm-hmm. Look and feel to the streetscape. They haven't won on affordability,
no.
But they've leaned into it in a way that has been much more aggressive than we have.
Okay, you might have to come back for another show we're going to have about that new 15% tax, though, they just slapped in, because that's impacted them. Like, I'm hearing what you're saying, but I also know that there's entire towers that have been bought up by Chinese investors that sit empty. And there's no streetscape because nobody lives there, and no businesses can thrive because there's no one to go buy their products. So we obviously don't want to get into a situation where we have any of those things happening, obviously. But I vacillate about whether or not Vancouver is the best. They have some transit, but they also have some other
issues. I'm not saying it's the best, but I'm saying that you can go there and you can have an urban experience that feels like a good quality.
Yes.
A good quality experience.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got the natural beauty that we have.
Yes.
And so, it's worth looking.
Yeah.
At what
it's a kind of good sister city. Yeah. Okay. So I know we only have a couple minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
So I know when you and I first met to discuss you coming on the show, are you willing to come on here other times?
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to. I mean, these are great issues, and I really appreciate you taking this stuff on
because it
matters.
This stuff gets me all kinds of fired up. So, well, and you're right. It matters to me, not just because I find it interesting, but it impacts my clients on a day-to-day basis.
Yes.
I work with people who are working in those tech firms. I work with people who are at Boeing on all sides of, Lake Washington and where, seeing them through boom, and bust kind of periods. And, I have to listen every day to their challenges and, working with school teachers. We have a school teacher we're working with right now that just the interest rate bump alone might just knock her right out of the potential of purchasing something. And this is a gal who moved here from the New York area, where she already had seen sky high prices and she was excited about the idea of maybe being able to buy for once. But the challenge for her is that her boyfriend, she's working in the Renton School District, but her boyfriend works in like Linwood or Everett or something. And so the challenge is who's going to get the crap commute? They're going to have, and based on price point, it's going to probably be him mm-hmm. because she can only afford about $300,000. So we're going to, if she wants a home because they have dogs, we're going to be looking on the south end. But we're finishing up our day today. Randy Banneker, thank you so much for being on the show with
us. Thank you. Thanks
really
for,
appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week, Tuesday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/Max Metro East Side on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.